A lot of people are away, so reason to wait. So page one is from the Shulchan Rabbi Eliyahu David Baruch, Eliyahu Baruch. Very nice, just something Rav Nevin Zal, Chodesh Hazeh Lechem. I wanted to deal with a number of different approaches to the Pasuk. Also the idea, why is it this is the first mitzvah, although we did discuss last week, beautiful idea from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that perhaps the mitzvah before that was already discussed by Yitzhavim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, mentions that it was talking about the Eved Ivri of sending him away after 6 years. But the definitely outright in the Torah, this is the first mitzvah. So Yesh Adatek Bo HaChodesh Hazeh. Ma Hadgashi Yesh Kan. What does it mean, HaChodesh Hazeh? V'shamati. From the Gaon Rav Nevin Salavar Bezel Lefima Shekosav Rabbeinu Bachya B'shem Rabbeinu Chanan Shebechol Har Arbaim Shana Shehuyu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar, during the entire 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the desert, V'hoyu Mukafim Ba'anana Yikagavod Lo Hoyu Mekadesh B'Salavana Piri, they were not Mekadesh to Levana through Re'iyah Mishum Shelo Hoyu Yicholim Lirot Salavana. It was always cloudy. Shehustura ayyidei yonani akavod. And also, v'gam b'layla yamud ha'esh. Ubi osam hashanim ha'yimekachim sechodesh rak ha'pi cheshbam, through the calendar. Ulefize medukdok masha omra kadosh baruch hu l'moshe v'yaron. Hachodesh hazeh lochem. Kize re'eyu v'kadesh. Shedavka b'chodesh hazeh adayin yicholim atem l'kadesh l'chodesh. Now, you, Moshe, Aaron, this month you'll be able to mekadesh the chodesh up Yeriya. Mi'achash adayin einchem mukafim banani akavod, aval mikan ve'elach, the next 40 years, lo tekadshu yosil af Yeriya, you won't be able to be mekadesh through Re'iya, shaharei, b'midbar kadshu up Yecheshbon, ule'eretz Yisrael, ha'yagoli lefanav yisbar shem Moshe v'Aaron, lo yichnesu, they will not be going into Eretz Yisrael. Very nice little diyuk, but I just wanted to throw it in there. I never really thought of it, that they were not Mekadesh Tachodesh Api Re'iyah during these 40 years. The second piece is from Emes Yaakov. It's a very famous idea from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. V'chodesh hazeh lochem. Kosev Ramban. Ukvar hiskiru rabbeinu. When we left Bavel, when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, the names of the months came with us. We never had names. But when we left Bavel, what did we do? We took their names. That's where we were, and that's where we came out of. Hashem Yisparach. Ki Eila Shemos Nisa and Iya Vizulasam Shemos Parashim. They were Persian names. The Loyim So Rak Besivrei Neviye Bavel Uve Megillas Esther. The only time you see these names are the very Svarim of the Neviim of Bavel, and also Megillas Esther. So I have to ask, it's true, but why do we do that? Not only that, some of these names have a name of Avodah Zarah, Kagon Thomas. First of all, the language in the second, the Mikdash, was the Lashon of what? Aramaic. But Rak Divrei Torah Kosu B'Lashon HaKodesh. And only Divrei Torah they used for Lashon HaKodesh. V'halo B'Mitzrayim Ho Yimashabchem Osam Shiloshinu Asashonim. Very beautiful idea. Mitzrayim, right? What was the whole thing? We didn't change our language. We spoke Hebrew. So why are we being Meshabeach the fact that we spoke Aramaic? V'hanira B'zeh B'hektim Mashiyesh Lavin. Or the Isabiyumas. Let me explain to you something which we've understood from the Gemara Yuma Shebevaya Sheni Chasru Chamisha Dvarim. In the second temple, so there were five things we're missing, as we know. Varisha mihen hu ha'aron ha'shanignas b'mei Yoshiyahu ha'melech. The first thing, the most important thing, was the Aron HaKodesh, which was hidden during the times of Yoshiyahu ha'melech. So you would have thought, the reason why he was missing, because we had no idea where it was. Ach lo kein, but that's not true. Mashmad Maseches Shkalim, famous Gemara. As Rabbi Leibowitz says, you shouldn't say that. Gemara says, Maisa b'kohen echad shahoyim es asek v'rosa rispa shehi mishuna mechaverta, right? One kohen saw that part of the floor was a little bit different than the other slabs. Bava amal chavero, he's about to come over to his friend. He wants to say, look, this must be where the Aron HaKodesh is. Lo hispik l'gemar ha'davar at sheyotzta nishmasa v'yodu b'yichud. He died, and they realized that's where the Aron HaKodesh is. Even though they knew exactly where it was, they didn't take it out. And therefore, they knew where it was. Why didn't they bring it back? Nira, so he says finally, Sha'oli Bavel, Shabana was Habayashani, when they built the second bias. Yadu, Kilo, Habinyan, Ashe, Yamod, La Olam, they knew this bias would not be forever. The Ein Chazarasam, the Eretz Yisrael, Betkufazu, Hageula Shlema. This will not be the final Geula. I remember hearing these words from Rav Soloveitchik. I remember the day. Remember sitting in the shir, it was exceedingly dark outside. The shir was given from 11 to 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And it was pitch black outside. It was about to pour. We were learning Maseches Shavuos. And the way the Rav described it, he said the ghost of the Churban Habayis, or the Churban Habayis Sheni, was always prevalent during the time of the Bayis Sheni. They knew it was going to be destroyed. The Ein Chazarasim that she saw, but Tkufazu HaGeula Shlema. Datam Haisa, what was their thinking? Kibinyan Habayis, but Tkufas Hazos, Lo Noad Ela Lachinas Aam, the Tkufas Hagalos Arucha. This second Bayis was being built in order to better prepare us, or to prepare us for the very long Gullus. Really, Me'ikar Hadin. We should have gone for the first bias and just stayed in the Golas. But God saw that after 70 years of Golas, Bavel, that we were already assimilated. Ubaru Kishemesh. Right? It was obvious. It was clear like the sun, clear like daylight. Hoya ki im yisakvu b'nei Yisrael b'galus meyos v'alfei shanim. If they stay in galus for hundreds of years, sha'az bevadai lo yaslich ha'am lishar b'zehuta hamyuchedas. It's no way we would have survived this. B'shuv lo hiye es milaglo. There'd be no one to bring out galus. And that's why God had Chamala, had Rachamim on us, and He took us out of Bavel, returned us, be open zmani le'eretz Yisrael, ubana lahem es habeis habechira, and built the beis hamikdash, v'akol b'chtei sheyeshuva v'yischazku v'yisodos amuna, v'yu mechusanim lekros tkufas agolos amar. In other words, if you think about it, second bias is really that which we live with. We live with the Siddur, we live with Tefillah, we live with the Gemara, we live with the Tanayim. All of this was being developed, the Torah Shabbat Peh, which ultimately is written down, is a result of the Second Commonwealth. Bechtei lahadgish ulhamchish la'am shadayin heim lo nigalu, v'chim bi'etam adayin heim begolus. Ah, so now he's saying, in order for us to realize that this Geula is not permanent, lo he'eluas ha'aron, they didn't put the aron back. Makara kedusha beveis harishon mimakom shenignesu v'shiru mimkom. That is the center. This makar, this makar, this language, makar hakadusha, is the Rambam explains that what gives kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses, the machlok is Rambam Ramban. The Rambam says the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron HaKadosh with the Sifrei Torah is what gives the kedusha to a shul. Mimakam shenignesu v'sheiruhu b'makomo ki yadayin ein hagul shleimu. That's why they left it there. Very interesting, nice, beautiful idea. Machmas hakarasim su, because of this realization, sha'adayin lo higi agula shleima henhigu oli bavil kama v'kama nyanim, she'osim kemo shahoye nogam etkuz hagolus. And therefore, the various menhagim that they took upon themselves, like they did in Golus, in order to show, in truth, that the Kufa of Galus is still with us. If this is only temporary, it's going to be destroyed. That's why we continue to call the names of the months to this day. The way we called it in Babel, Kamosha Kosova Ramban, Lahazkir, Kishama Madnu, Umisham He'elinu, Hashem Yisparach. Kulomar, meaning, Kidei Lizchor Shebe Emes Lo Nigalu Ba'ofa Mushlam. We weren't redeemed in a complete fashion. V'lochein gam l'shonim nishar b'loshon ha'golos. Wow. And therefore, even our lashon, even our language, we still were speaking Aramaic. But lo chazur l'daber b'lashon hakodesh. Mashahoy amara ki iluhem nigalu be'ofen sofi. This is an interesting sideline, you know. And we didn't go back to Hebrew. It's one of the questions of whether when they went back to Eretz Yisrael, the Medina Yisrael, that we started speaking Hebrew. You know, Hebrew is now our language again.
Torah does give it.
Versus Yiddish.
Name for one of the months, Chodesh Aviv.
That's Chodesh Aviv. Chodesh Aviv, but that's not Nisan.
It's a name given.
Chodesh Aviv,
Aviv,
but
it's, Aviv means spring.
It's not
the name of the month.
Yeah. Vinirish is that Gam Hatam, I'm doing Echtav Hatamil Yushami Baromis. Someone just asked me, we're doing Rishami, doing it Dafyomi, Rishami with Rabbi Rosner. He said, oh, it's in Hebrew. I said, no, Yerushalmi's not in Hebrew. In fact, the Aramaic, the Lashon in Yerushalmi is much more difficult than Bava, in Bavli. Bishlamo ha-Bavli shenet v'Bava nechta b'safa medina. Hava Yerushalmi shenet b'Eretz Yisrael, madu nechta b'Aramis? Why was Yerushalmi in Aramis? Hava l'dvareinu nasa zeh mantam. He said, that's what it makes sense. And then he says, look at what I wrote in Parshas Vayechi, Shepe'yati, Lefizem, Mandu be'emes lokom melech mimathlis be'sovim t'kufazu. Also very interesting insight. That's why there was no melech here from Be'sovim during this time. Ki lahamid melech mizera hamlucha hoya ba'osa shah kineged ruach hamakom. That's not what we were trying to do, the melech David to come back. Ki hamalchus melech mishpachas David hamelech hoya Mispareshes ki ilu higiu ketz hayyama begulu atida. It would have been as if we finally did come to the final geula lachein lo ha'iru chachamim beveisa chashmanayim, and therefore the chachamim did not take away. I mean, this is not like the Ramban. The Rambam said it's not a problem, but that's why the Chacham Yisrael didn't attack the fact that the kings were from the Beis Chashmanayim. Interesting. The Arze Navin Davar Tamu B'Seder Neviim Sharei Nevius Chagai. Ah, now he says, just look at the Seder of Neviim. Chagai Hamishyaches Beruba Al Binyan Bayisheni. Chagai, which we really spoke about Bayisheni. Nemra La'achin Nevius Yechezkel. And Yechezkel Hamivaseris Lano Al Odos Binyan Beis Hashlishi. So really, Chagai should have come before. That's what Chagai was saying. Don't wait till the end to the Shlishi. Do this one now. So why was Yechezkel talking about the third bias before the bias Sheni? Le'izat tzorach hekdimu l'sama uchar emnon. Now we understand. The fi mashikotsu shabenecha. The benevuas yechezkel odos habei shlishi behechro haisa tzricha liyos mukdemes. Why? Kizeu habeish simen es agulas yishol hashlama. That is the complete geula. That's really what we're looking forward to. And therefore, according to what we're saying, says, the chait
was that stopped it. Hainush be'emes. Hayu tzrichim rak l'shnei bias.
There really should have been only two batei beis hamikdash, one and the final beis hamikdash. Binyan beis rishon b'mei Shlomo, or binyan beis shlishi b'mei Mashiach. Elagaram achait. We were so unprepared for the gullus. It was our cheshin is arvavu and it's bolulu ben hagayim behutra kadosh baruch hu lagolim ba'ofen aroi, etc. etc. An amazing Rabbi Yaakov. That's an amazing Rabbi Yaakov understanding why we use the names of these months. The Ar Gedayo, Gedaya Shor on page 6, just the left hand column, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. You know, most Achodesh Hazeh Lochem really is really talking about Hischadshus, the ability of the Jew always to renew himself. That's really the Sifrei Musa, how they speak about it in Divrei Chassidus. So the Ar Gedayo on that line of thinking says, Ubiyesabiyur. Because the Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, first of all, the first paragraph is talking about the famous idea, the Sfarno and others, or Rasalashi spoke about why Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. The Eved doesn't have time, he has no notion of time, right? The day you're looking tonight, night you're looking today, you're always suffering, so there's no feeling of this time is better than another time. Page 7. B'Mitzrayim b'Golus. When we were in Golus and Mitzrayim, hoyu akol b'Golus, v'gam hazman hoyu b'Golus eitzel Mitzrayim. Very interesting idea. There's an etziv. I couldn't find the Haggadah. That's why I'm a little bit in disarray right now. There's an etziv that says in the Haggadah, and the etziv says, what does that mean that if we weren't freed, we still would have been in Mitzrayim? So, And what, Mitzrayim would still be here? So it's interesting that Siv writes, he said, yeah, until this time of Geulas Mitzrayim, every government, once you were built, once you became a government, you lasted. It's hard to understand that because I guess you may lose a war, but you still don't lose the government, you're still around. But in other words, with Geulas Mitzrayim, as Thomas Hobbes says, every government has a climax and then it falls. So he's arguing that Yosef can say something very similar. Ki hazman tachas shibud shel seder hateva. Seder hateva, the natural way of the world, hamshachas umiyashe. Vagula haisa zman yosem egos, but the geula was beyond the time. Shenitam lehem koach hischachas. We were given the ability to redo ourselves. Ubiemes matzinu ki behascholas hagolus ksiv vayokem elachodesh. This is also mind-boggling what he's saying here. It says vayokem elachodesh. Va'amru chazal in the medrash, rabbanim paskim pisco lahaykro. They start with this pasuk, ba'shem bogdu ki banim zorim yuldu ata yochlam chodesh eschel kein. What does that mean? Lamdecha kishemesh Yosef. When Yosef died, hefiru bris mila. What did the Klal Yisrael do? They covered their bris mila. Amru niyek Mitzrayim. Let's be like the Mitzrayim. L'kayim hashah shenemar ata yochlam chodesh eskol geim. Mela chodesh ha'amer v'chodesh aleihem gezei rosa. Uvismas emes.
maybe b'shem hachidushi harim, his grandfather? Ki hamenrish bo liyashiv eichi shayich lal sheyokim melech chodesh. How does this happen? Melech shechodesh aleihem gzeirasav. Hello, koach zeh shel schadesh shayich lebnei Yisrael. It's almost like a peladik. It was this turnaround of events of a king, it's something which Jews can be mechadish themselves. The Jain were not able to do it then. You have to take this with you need a deeper understanding. But the musa that he says is somewhat interesting. Ashehen devukim b'shorish achayim. Ava ma'ayim bo lahamitzrim koach zeh shel schadesh. Koach gezeh lechadesh gezeh rosa v'lasos paro. It's atzma ki ilo lo yada Yosef. You make yourself such a different person, as if you don't even know who Yosef is. Ki ein chol chodesh tachas Hashemesh. V'hamitzrim asheheim tevukim meseid ha'teva. And they were so, you know, part of nature. Lahem eich shayi kalal ki inyo shel ischachas. V'al zeh bo ha'medrash etachas. And that's what the medrash comes to teach us. We took away our own ability to change. We wanted to be like the Mitzrim. Or I'll say it differently. We took away our own character, our own essence. And therefore, there was a koshel hamitchim lakach zeh, his chachos hashayich lebnei Yisrael. So they were able to take this his chachos and put it onto themselves. Vezeh ata yochlem chodesh esel chakeim. Shahamitzrim achlu es chelak his chachos hamiyuchal lebnei Yisrael. Kibiyesh lebnei Yisrael nishyash b'mitzrim. When we started with like the mitzrim, v'nimshu achar dachei hamitzrim. We just became so much similar to them. Mida kenegan mida. In Bnei Yisrael, meshachem midaso she Yosef Hatzadik. We forgot the mida of Yosef Hatzadik. Oz yesh b'koach melech mitchem lechadish k'tzeirosav v'lasos atzmo ki evil lo yoda as Yosef. It's an idea basically saying that Klal Yisrael, ourselves, that we, when we lose our uniqueness, when we lose our own chosenness, and we become like the Umas HaOlam, that opens the door for the Umas HaOlam to treat us in a certain manner that we weren't accustomed to. Ki midas Yosef ha'ya inyan shel hevdel. Hevdel ben Yisrael ha'amim. The gam who also have the proposal of Bnei Yisrael Yeshiver is Goshen. That's what he was doing. You're going to live in Lakewood. You live in Baruch. You're going to live separate from everyone else. Yichadim uvudalim in Amitzvim. Uchash Bnei Yisrael Bogduba. Oz nitzl mehem koach his chadrish. Vahagula. So the Chidushi Arim says, Hoye be'esh zeh hakoach his chadrish chazal Bnei Yisrael. So when did the gula happen? When the chadrish came back to us. Vizeh hoye be'esh omalehem. Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them HaParsha Shal Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This idea of Hischadesh, Hischadeshchus, Mesuru B'yodchem, you can change. Shadib Hazeh, Hefich Behem Ruach Hischadesh. Just by telling them, he gave them the understanding, the desire, the will, the ability to be Mechadesh themselves again. Dugma ma'at kosav vayifach ba'afam nishmasayim. Similar to when God gave the fresh air into the first man. Ki hu amar shashchina medaberes mitav grona shamosha al yodin netzava hametziyash and nishlasha b'nei Yisrael. God spoke through his groan, through his throat. Uva parshazu nitan akoth b'nei Yisrael l'chadish ma'asayim. V'liyoz devukim v'shor shachayim. In other words, Klal Yisrael, the fact that they were already in the Mem test on the 49th level, you know, of Tuma, but now we gave them the ability that they will be able to mechadish their lives, to change themselves. Umisha dobek shamakora shamisham nova hachayas in shaya klal shayishan, etc., etc. Very interesting idea to understand of Achodesh Hazel Lachem, of why it was said at this moment. The way Klal Yisrael came into Avdus was that they took away the uniqueness,
the ability to change themselves, and how are they able to now come to Geula to once again accept this idea they can be mechadish, to turn around their lives to be something brand new. In the Siva Shalom, two more pieces. The Siva Shalom also has a very beautiful idea. Achorish says Elohim. Rashi writes, we know in the beginning, and you have to understand something. Why was it written here when you're talking about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Adam Arishon, what did he had January, February, March, April. He went from where? Lomonaba Adam Arishon, Koloma. Shemimos Adam Arishon, Ad Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hayimonim Lachama. It went by the solar world. V'rak me'eith yitzis Mitzrayim, sh'nistavu b'mitzvahs kiddush ha'chodesh, hischilu l'nosavon, only later on, with yitzis Mitzrayim, did we start counting the lunar calendar. Rishon hu lochem, below la'akam. Nimtzu l'meidim sh'yisrael monim l'levana v'akam l'chama. We count from the moon, the solar, but not the, I'm sorry, the lunar, but not the solar. Tzorch be'erinim, but I understand why. V'loma dafka b'mitzvah zu ha-torah magishu lachem l'lachem. Why dafka here do we start? This is for you, but not them. V'chen yishlavim, kushi samafarshim, loma namra be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? What was the pasuk saying? V'yom ha-shem ha-moshe v'laron be'eretz Mitzrayim. We know where they were. Why do you have to tell me be'eretz Mitzrayim? Shein haTorah mefaresh b'chol dibur hecha nemar. That's every time. Sometimes when I do it, and we have to take note of it. Shein haTorah mefaresh b'chol dibur hecha nemar. Vayim b'Rashi, etc. Let's go to the next. Vayinian behekim. So now we explain to you in introduction. Masha matzina b'chazal shefliga ma'od b'godel inin kiddush alfana. Ukamosha darshim and apasach chodesh zelachem kol hamavarech al chodesh bizmano ki ilam makabel pnei shchina. Right, when we are mavarech the chodesh as if we're being makabel the pnei shchina, ksiv hocha chodesh hazeh and ksiv hasam zeh keiliva anvehu. So why is that? B'yeshloma the inyan Yisrael monin levana hu shal levana yesh zmanim. There are times you look at the lunar month. There's quite often that it's the moon you cannot see. It's choshech, it's darkness. You don't see anything. You don't even see, it's no even a shemetz of light. But we know tomorrow is going to get lighter, then more and more and more. That's the same idea of the lives of Klal Yisrael. Kol Seda Hachayim Shalom Yisrael. Rots of Zamanim Shachoshev Hafela. We live, unfortunately, so often in times of darkness. Rov Yemeyim Begolius Vesodom Tzoros Rabbos Rose. Remember, most of our history has been in Golos. Ach Yisrael Monin Levana Va'apish Yachashay Yodim Sheshuv Yeshuv La'ir Kibishonah. Nevertheless, we count. Why? Ukamosha omrim bebirchas halavana chokuzman nasulahem shlo yishanus tafkidim sasim esimcha lasos ritzon konam. We're always happy to do the ritzon of the Kaddish Baruch Hu shigam bezman shai hamalch achashechas, even in the time of darkness. Sasim usmechem heim lasos ritzon konam kach Yisrael. What does that mean? We're sussin v'simcha to do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the time of darkness. Zeru peirish hachodesh hazeh lochem lochem lo akum. It's the very haschala. It's like a teaching of Klal Yisrael. This is who you are. You will be able to worship the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether in darkness, whether in Golos, or whether in Geula.
She Yisrael domim l'levanim bekashas so ki yumim. Who mitoch choshek v'afela ade yeshuva la'ir kimeyolam. Also a very interesting knitch. You know, Mitzrayim, we have to go into the Golus Mitzrayim to teach us that we live in a world of Ahi Erev Vayivoker. And very Maharal says this all the time. We live in a life of starting at night and then we go into daytime. The Ad Kedei Kach, Shekol She'ena Behesta Panam, Eina Behem. Da'kein Tiva Kodesh Baruch Yisrael, Eina Kiddush HaKodesh, B'mitzvah Rishonah. That's why it's the first mitzvah. Kodem Mitzvah's Karban Pesach, even before Karban Pesach. Kedei L'Rameh Zal Inyan Zehu Yisod V'Shorash Emuna. This is the very Yisod, this is the very foundation, this is the essence of belief. She Yisrael monim levona v'gam be'eshi ha'chashechiz ma'minim she'ein zestam choshev b'yama. Chazal, dima inin zeshi Yisrael monim levona v'akam monim l'chama. What did Chazal say about this? The ha'chama sholetis b'yom ve'ena sholetis b'light. That happens during the day and not at night. Ha'levona sholetis b'light l'v'yom. What does that mean? Nimriz v'zeh sh'agayim afilu chasidi umas ha'olam ovdim es Hashem. Rak b'yom is mancha or lahem. The only real worship, that's why they have the carbon ola. Avo b'layla b'matzav chashechos einem ovdim l'ashem v'hem avatim. They kick. You know, that was the Gemara, by the way, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? They didn't, they took the Shemesh of Tammuz and it was so difficult to be, to observe Sukkah outside. It's okay, it's a tzar, you're allowed to leave, but they kicked it on the way out. Just Vizui mitzvah rishonish nistava by Yisrael shebevchinis misuyemas arei mitzvah gedol biyoser, and then he continues talking about Avram Avinu all the nisyonos, and what was the great nisyon? He says when it comes to nisyon, I understand the akedah and I understand lech lecha, but many of the rav, what was the rav? The rav, the fact that there was you know, if there's some kind of difficult, you can't learn, you have and live in this land and you have to leave. Okay, what was the Nisayon? The Nisayon was that he didn't question God. Umashmos, the bottom paragraph, Umashmos, Yisera be'in Yisrael monu levona shalavona eina me'ira tome kachama. Sometimes it's so much more. Let's just look at the next page in page 11. V'zehu inyan, the left-hand side, zehu inyan mitzvah hachodesh zelefem. Shem b'mitzvah zu miskala hamtonish and hamatonish and notan shem yisparach Yisrael. Shabachalem neyos ha'am hanifcha b'yasrusa d'li'ila afka she'ena dain asrusa d'litasa. God is giving us his matan in his bechira of us. Even if we're unworthy, shezeh ha'yinyin ge'ulas mitzrayim. U'kamanda omer b'toras avos meronim, his father, Al Omer Rishon Hu Lachem She'elul V'Tishrei Heim B'Bechiras Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. We, an Elul says Ani L'Dodi, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. She'schila Hi Basrusa D'Litzash Yehuda. We start El coming to the Kadosh Baruch. But Nisan B'Chiras Dodi Li V'Ani Lo, just the opposite. God comes to us, and we come to Him. Maschil besrusa de la'ela v'zehu rishon hu lachem. Shekadosh Baruch Hu maschil hashpia lahem b'rishona. Afilim Yehudi reik. This is the chodesh hazeh lachem, meaning God comes to us versus us coming to Him. Okay. Really much more to say on this, but because of the time, I just want to get to one last point. Many of the, you know, in Moshe Rabbeinu terms, he says, b'nureinu v'zukoneinu neleich. And then he says, you know, it goes to the rest, and with our top, etc. What does it mean, b'nareinu uvzakuneinu? So many of the mefarshim explain. They talk about, really, tshuva, you know, uvzakuneinu, when we get to a certain age, the as long as we were from, you know, we shouldn't be embarrassed when we were younger. And there are various different, that kind of an understanding. I would like to say a different idea. The Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to, not only to Paro, but he's telling us something very unique. Binureinu uvizikuneinu. Zavka, those two words, neilech, he's saying not just now, that's Klal Yisrael forever. If you look at the Sichos Musa Reb Chaim Mishulavitz, which is really from Parsha Shmini, but I want to bring it here. Isav Gemara Erevin, lo meisu b'nei Aharon, achahoru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. We know one of the ideas why did B'nai Aharon die, because they were mora halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Reb Chaim is going to talk about what's so terrible about that. The Talmud echad hayelo l'Rebbe Elazar, shahoru halacha b'fanav. Rebbe Elazar is one Talmud. Oh, not one, which is this particular case. Omle Rebbe Elazar le'ima shalom ha'ishto, t'miyani yimyote. And this Talmud had been mora halacha in front of him. And he says, oh, you know what? I would not be surprised if this person doesn't even live the year. And indeed he did. V'loho tishnosa. So omle navi ato, what are you, a prophet? Amala lo navi ani lo ben navi, elakach mugle. I'm not a navi, and I'm not the son of a navi, but this is my kabbalah. Kol hamara halacha b'fnei rabo chayiv misa. V'yesh lo nisbon and b'chomer havon shamara halacha b'fnei. First of all, we have to understand what's so terrible. Ki im emnon yesh kan pigi b'kavod harav ach mahatam onish shu b'onish chomer shal misa. It's wrong, but why should be chayiv misa? And also now it said, from here it says, he wasn't mochelim. Why wasn't he mochelim? That's really the question. Why didn't he be mochelim? Rebbe Lezer, he's getting punished because of you. You're not going to go into the Mechita Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you should be Mochel. Uche inyan zeh matzina ol b'rishim bar Yochev Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Yosi shahi ma'achem b'derech. In similar case, nishaala she'ilif nehem. Ikim Rebbe Elazar b'Rishim said pivi omer, and he gave the answer. Omer le b'rishim bar Yochai al yachzor haben esel aviv. U'perish rai she'anshu b'rishim b'yachzor mishum shahoyim mara halab b'fnei rabo. Again here, so why wasn't he mochel on this covet? Okay, nira she'ein chomer havon shemara halacha b'fein rabo mishum habegiya b'kavod rabo. It says first of all, it's not because you're pogam in the honor of your rebbe. Shari amru chazal called a mosav mila kame ravi a meishiv dava mara halacha azel l'shol below vlad. So you're going to go into Gehenna without a child. Shenema, Bayan Yoshua Benun, Mishores Moshe, Mivacharov, Yom Adonai Moshe, kill them, right? So from there, and what is it? Nun, except Nun, Beno, Yoshua Beno, and he didn't have other children. Bari Mash, Amar Yoshua, Adonai Moshe, kill him. Lo Amar Ella Machwas Kinnis Kavod Rabba. There was just different. You know, when they were prophesizing in the Machane, so he says you should destroy them. So he was trying to protect the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Be'afil pikei nechshamar halacha b'fnei rabo. V'nena shakach be'onish chomer. And he was punished for it. V'nir b'vir inyan. So he says, Reb Chaim says, let me tell you what this is. Api shama arme b'gemara v'chagiga. Ki iti rabdi mi amar. Yudches kololos kilo Yeshayahu was Yisrael. 18 kololos were given by Yeshayahu unto B'klal Yisrael. The lowness karadara, and nothing was makar, nothing brought him more depression. Achi omar lehem amikra hazeh. Yahava nar bezakim hanikla benichbad. What does that mean? Shebechla yudches haklolos klulos gam haklos shelo yimtsu b'Yisrael bali mikra mishnah v'talmud. There will become a time you won't have people who would know the mikra and the mishnah and the talmud. V'lo bali agada u'shmuas v'lo mishi odei lisa v'li tein b'mecham shal Torah. You know, you won't have gedolim. V'lo dayin shadon din emes lamito. V'lo navi v'lo melech. V'lo mishi roi le'shev yeshiva. U'v'chol eilu adayin l'tzkar radato. And what was this about? V'lo shamati merein rabbeinu. Shakavana shalon l'tzkar radato hi shadayin ein zeh hamatzim. You didn't get to the lowest point. Adain kiyim eza erach b'Yisrael v'nisha mashu. But what is the worst thing that could possibly happen when you don't listen to the zakenim? V'omru chazal, omer Rav Akiva nimshal Yisrael la'of. Ma'of hazeh eine parech below kinofayim, kach Yisrael eine michom lasos kulam chutz lezegneyem. We need our past, we need the Mesorah. We are pleitas sofrehem, we say every day. What does it mean? The zekenim, they're closer to the Mesorah. Ubebir hadavarim nirad lomar, sha'afal pisha umasa ol michom lasos es kola shehem osim below zekenim. Yisrael einem kain. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, I believe, was saying. That's the pshat I want to give. Binareinu uvzakuneinu. He said, no, you don't have to go at no. We have to go with binareinu uvzakuneinu. We need the zakenim. That's how we're going to create this new entity, this Am Yisrael. Isha'en yucholm lasos klum b'luk lo ziknehim. Uchashem sha'of eini yuchol eskayim v'lo lasos klum b'luk nufayim. Same too over here, the balechayim eskayim v'osim akol b'lo kanufayim. And that's what Amalas HaZakeim, the last paragraph, Rakim Yisrael kufufim v'nishmom l'zakeinim v'nogim behem kavod. And this only works, this only can happen if we give kavod to our zakeinim, to our elders, to our past, to the elders. Zeu akol hakosha, and that was the worst klal that could possibly have had. In the last page, v'nira, now he explains it. It's not that they were mochel the kavod. Of course they would have been mochel the kavod. But this is not something to do with me. This is Klal Yisrael. This is the future of Klal Yisrael. She'einim mishim kavod rabbel vad el shehu mevatel. It's a malas as a kainim she'yesh leklal Yisrael. It's nothing they could have done about it. Rabbi Lez, there's nothing he could do about it. That's what Rabbi Chaim is trying to say. You reject the Mesorah, you reject the Zakenim, you reject the past, then there's no future. And that was the idea of an Arenu, was a Kanenu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro. He said, no, this is, of course we have to go. If we're going to go out to begin our Avodas Hashem, if we're going to begin our future, it has to be an Arenu, uvizakunenu. You know, that's my idea. Okay.